reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. At the end of the first reading today in the Acts of the Apostles, we hear John the Baptist say that he is not worthy to even unfasten the sandals of Jesus' feet. And then, in the Gospel, we hear what Jesus has to say after he actually washes the feet of the apostles. He has just performed the service that a slave would be doing for the guests of his master's house, and he instructs his friends to do what he has done. They probably did not fully understand his command at the time, but they would after the Holy Spirit came to them. And that was that they would be carriers of Jesus to the world. They would be the ones to speak his message to all they met. They would be the ones who would represent him as they traveled through villages near and far to bring his good news of the Father's love to all the world. Jesus assures them that when people welcome them, they will be welcoming himself. Can we believe that we may be welcoming and entertaining Jesus when we welcome others? When we accept the child or a relative or friend of someone we know and hold dear, we are accepting and showing our love and respect for the person they represent. When we meet someone and offer them hospitality, when we put forth our best self, even though we are not feeling our best, when we listen to what they have to say, share food with them, we are receiving the one who sent them. We are being asked to receive them as an extension of God's love and care for them and for us. It's another way that Jesus says, "Whatever you do for others, you do for me." And we must realize that we are also extensions of God's love, that we too fulfill God's purpose as messengers of God. With this in mind, we realize that we are constantly invited to encounter God in our daily lives. At the Last Supper, Jesus spoke directly to the apostles, who would soon become missionaries, delivering his message. Can you believe that Jesus is giving you and me today the same command? We are entrusted with his message, and we are to carry it to all we meet, sometimes by our words and actions, and sometimes by just our presence. Dear loving Jesus, you tell us that you want us to be conscious of your loving presence in our lives, that we don't have to look for you in out-of-the-way places, but that you are present in each person we meet. Open our eyes to recognize you and our hearts to embrace you. And help us to know that you are present in each of us as we try to extend your love to all we meet. Amen.